Hey, Tom Beal here, back from a 2.2-mile run, and I'm going to share three simple steps, how I went from zero momentum and movement to now committed and staying on track to transform my body and my life in the next 60 days, to finish this year strongly and prepare myself for my best year yet in 2014, and how I'm inviting you along for this ride so you can do the same. So first thing is to start small. I'm not out to go pretend like I'm going to run a marathon next week. What I'm going to do is just get my body moving. So I have a 0.75-mile lap around my neighborhood. So Friday, I ran two laps around, so 1.5 miles. And today, I ran three laps around, plus a little detour for 2.2 miles. And there's a couple elements that I did to build up to that. One was making my video Friday where I verbally committed and publicly committed to the actions I intended to take. And I'm a man of my word, so I stuck true to my word Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I moved more. I didn't eat any candy, and I didn't have any alcohol. There were many opportunities for me right after Halloween to have candy this weekend, especially my favorite. I'm looking at a whole table full of Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and Reese's Pieces. Those are my favorite. But I turned them down. They're not a desire for me because I've publicly stated to you, take these off for the reflection, that I wouldn't be indulging in any candy and I wouldn't be indulging in any alcohol. So there were opportunities this weekend as well to have beer and or wine that I turned down just because of that public accountability, along with moving more. So public accountability is key. The second thing is I have this little thing here, the Jawbone Up. And if you go to tombeal.com/up, you'll be able to see what this is all about. And this tracks my movement each day, it tracks my sleep, and I can choose to input pictures of the food that I take, and it can track the calories, etc. from there as well. I personally love it for the movement and sleep. The food is kind of like a bonus, and I do it sometimes and not the other times. And then today, I had a break in the action, and I posted on Facebook, I'm going for a 1.5-plus-mile run. So at the two-lap limit, which I was intending to do, because of that social accountability where I put 1.5 plus, I ran an extra lap. So that was something that social accountability, weirdly enough, inspires me to go that extra step, to go that extra mile per se. And the other thing is, while I was running, I had these in with my armband. I think I have this armband here I can show you. This armband to hold my other iPhone, actually the iPhone I'm using now, iPhone 4S, in my strap here that went on my band, on my arm, to where I listened to Marine Corps cadence. You know, the cadence, low right a layo, lefty right a layo. So I ran about an eight minute mile because I was staying in cadence. I was running double time with Marine Corps cadence. And maybe it's because I'm a Marine and I'm used to that, but if you have never done that, it's a way to keep on track. So instead of slowing down or speeding up, you keep a steady pace for the entire run. So those are the tricks that I did to help myself from going from sedentary to movement. And a body at rest stays at rest. A body in motion stays in motion. I'm feeling great already. I can already see, and I already, from the scale, can see pounds dropping off from giving up sweets, giving up alcohol, and moving more just in three short days. So join along with me on this journey at tombeal.com/transform. I'm going to stop posting a lot of this stuff publicly, and it's going to be in that little Facebook group where I'll be keeping these updates and inspirational videos. So go to tombeal.com/transform. I look forward to sharing more insights to help you finish this year with huge momentum, preparing for 2014 to be your best year yet. Until we talk again, make today great.